You go to school and Joe Bailey Metcalf is your coach. How does that experience work for you?
Well, it was incredible. It opened doors for me that I couldn't have imagined. I, of course, played basketball and baseball and learned the game of football. We had some bumps along the road. For instance, if you've ever seen a hip pads, in the back of hip pads, you have a little partition that goes down to protect your tailbone. Well, the players knew these country boys, and so they told us that you put them on backwards, that it was to protect your private parts. So we found it pretty hard to run, but they had a big laugh out of it. Then we go over to Lawton to play. I didn't know the rules very well. Our punter punted the ball, and I was an end, so I went down on the punt. He kicked a fairly short punt. It was coming right over my head. And I just reached up and caught it, sidestepped the guy trying to catch the punt. I thought I was off for my first touchdown. And, of course, the officials whistled and stepped off a penalty.
Because?
Because it was illegal. I couldn't touch the ball first.
From your own team member?
Yeah. We was right in front of the Lawton bench, and I looked over, and their coach doubled over laughing. I looked over at our coach, Joe Bailey. He didn't think it was quite as funny. So I gradually learned the game. We were good in all sports. We had some gifted athletes. Leon Heath went on to become the great running back at Oklahoma, Mule Train, they called him back in those days. J.D. Bicol was a starting tackle at OU. In fact, when I went to OU, four of the starters on either offense or defense were from Hollis. Darrell Royal, Leon Manley, and Leon Heath, and J.D. Bicol. In fact, Bud Wilkinson, who had just taken over as head coach, he said if all the towns in Oklahoma produced like Hollis did, it was a great time.
So what year did you graduate from high school?
In 1947. When we were at state tournament, we were defeated in the semifinals, the state tournament. And Henry Iba of Oklahoma A&M came into our dressing room after the game and told Coach Metcalf, he said, I really like the Owens boy, and you tell him that I'll be in touch with him. Well, I went to the mailbox on our farm every day to get a letter from Henry Iba and never heard from him. When I became a coach, I realized that, you know, he probably found someone that he liked better, and that just happens in recruiting, but it broke my heart that I didn't hear. And so here I am my senior year not knowing for sure whether I'm going to be able to go to college. One day Coach Metcalf said, Ted, Bill Jennings, Oklahoma chief recruiter, is coming to town to visit with J.W. and Leon. I want you in that meeting. So we go in the meeting. Bill gives a pitch about the great young coach Bud Wilkinson's taking over. So at the end of his presentation, he said, do you have any questions? And Coach Metcalf said, well, Bill, we like what you have to say. But he said, those three boys are inseparable, and they want to go to school together. Well, we'd never talked about going to school together, but we were great friends. And he said Oklahoma A&M's offered all three of them. They'd forgotten to tell me if they had, but Bill says, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give Leon and JW full scholarships, and we'll pay the Owens boys books and tuition, and we'll get him a couple of jobs so he can pay for his room and board. He said he'll be a student fireman out on the South Base, the old naval base at OU. That'll give him a place to live. I'll get him a job at O.T. McCall's supermarket downtown, and he can deliver groceries and make enough to pay for the training table. I thought it was a great deal. I'd worked all my life. You tell people you had two jobs, you know, now that they think, oh, how awful that was, but it wasn't any big deal. We go up for orientation. We walked by the old field house, and I said, I want to go in and see where they play basketball. So go in. There's a ball out on the court. I go over and pick up the ball and start shooting my two-hand set shot, and I could shoot it. A man came out of his office and hollered. I thought, oh, boy, I'm in trouble. It was Shockey Needy, the assistant basketball coach. Shockey Needy.
All right.
He said, we saw you play in the state tournament, and we liked you. Apparently, they didn't like me enough to contact me, but he said, we sure hope you come out for basketball. And I told him the deal I had with football, and I said, I'm a better basketball player than I am football, but I'm obligated to football. He said, what if we paid your books and tuition, and we talked to football about your playing basketball? I said, well, that's fine with me, but, you know, I'm obligated to them. So they talked football, and as I say, it would make a better story to say that football really tried hard to keep me, but they had what they wanted in J.W. and Leon. So that's how I ended up at Oklahoma University with a chance to play basketball, and all because I had a high school coach who cared enough about me to want me to have a future.
More about Bud Wilkinson. You never did go out to play football then?
No, but I stayed very close. After a year at the fire station, I earned a scholarship my sophomore year in basketball. So we all stayed at old Jefferson House. The athletic department was very close-knit back then, and my best friends were the football players. On Sunday, they would review the film of Saturday's game up in the top floor of Jefferson House. I would go up and watch it, and Coach Wilkinson and all of them were always very nice to allow me to be there. So I grew up almost as much an Oklahoma football fan as I did basketball.
Talk about Bud Wilkinson then, how you observed him and how he was.
Well, I was very, very lucky. I played for a Hall of Fame basketball coach in Bruce Drake. But at the same time, Bud Wilkinson was the head football coach. Port Robertson, a Hall of Fame wrestling coach. Jack Bear, great baseball coach. They all won national championships while I was in school. So I had the opportunity to really be around some great coaches. First of all, Bud, handsome. I mean, if you ordered him out of the Sears Roebuck catalog, it would look exactly like Bud Wilkinson. Tall, handsome, articulate. In fact, the players called him the Great White Father.
He had a certain demeanor about him.
Yeah, he did. A lot of his sayings I still use and used as a coach, along with Coach Drake and the things that he did, but those coaches had a difficult time in those days. They had to take these Army veterans who had just come back from the war and take kids right out of high school. You almost had two rules. You couldn't squeeze these veterans too tight. You had to give them a lot of freedom, but at the same time, you had to have some discipline for your young high school guys coming out. So it was a challenge for a coach, but Bud handled it very well. He really won the respect of those guys. They really bought into what he had to say. For instance, he would always say, the will to win means nothing unless you've had the will to prepare. It always reminded him of how important that practice and preparation was.
With your 4 years there, he started then winning. He didn't win immediately, did he?
No, he lost two and tied one at the beginning of his first year. And the natives were restless. They thought, hey, have we made a mistake with this young guy? Then they won the conference after that. But then they started off the next year with very high expectations, and they lost out at Santa Clara. People, again, they were starting to worry. And then they run off 30-something in a row.
He came as an assistant from Minnesota, had never been a head football coach.
No, but they had been in the service together. Jim Tatum, Missouri football, Don Faroe, Bud Wilkinson, Gomer Jones, all of them had been in the service together. They'd coached service football, and they knew every great football player. And that's how we were able to get a lot of football players after the war, because Jim Tatum came as head coach and Bud as assistant. They brought in a lot of great football players.